So, okay, so we're doing continuing the sugya of, I guess, arguably the sugya of Zachlan and Shlobafanov. And, Bamitsiya Tassamavez, Yedaman Aleph. So, I guess, for starters, we're going to take up the machlokas about Tofes Lebal Chov B'Makom Shechav Le'Acherem. Okay, which means that there's a principle in general that you could be zocha, you could merit something or acquire something on behalf of somebody else if it's a benefit to that person. If it's a benefit to the person you're acquiring it for. So even if he doesn't appoint you, you could, if it's clearly a benefit to him, so you could simply acquire it on his behalf. So the question is, could you do that if in doing so you cause a loss to somebody else, to others? So for instance, if Rindy owes Max money, right, and also owes Tawel money, so I, on Max's behalf, so in theory, Max and Tawel, let's say, have equal share to grab it. And whoever grabs it first wins, right, they get to keep it. So now, could I, on behalf of Max, grab it, and thereby be konet for Max, and say, I'm not Max, but Zachlan HaShol B'Fanov, so I could acquire it on Max's behalf for him. So do you say I could do that if, in doing so, I'm going to cause a loss to Tawel? The Tawel was owed the money by Rindy, so therefore Max is going to thereby undermine Tawel's right to grab it. So do you have a right? Do you say Zachlan HaShol B'Fanov in a case where you're going to be chav to other people? You're going to cause a loss to others. Or do you say, no, that's not, you can't say it there. You can only say it in a case where it's not causing any harm to anybody else. This question comes up, does it mean do shlichas? I mean, does Zachar mean do shlichas? I mean, it would seem to have something to do with shlichas, because by measure of what could I make a kinyan for you? Right? I mean, I'm me, you're you. So it seems somehow, it would seem the simplest answer is the shlichas. But it would seem to be, I don't know if it's exactly the same thing as shlichas, but it certainly seems in the same ballpark. It seems to be the only difference in this and shlichas is by shlichas is, you appoint the guy, and here a guy could do it without appointment. Now, I don't know if that means they're exactly identical institutions or whatever, but I mean, they certainly seem to be in the same ballpark. Because without a mechanism like shlichas, how does one guy's action go for the other person? Right?
Well, it's also funny.
Well, that's the question. Does this apply by shlichas or not? Also, same question. So Rashi says, no, that if you appoint him a shliach, then he could do it even if it's chav l'achirah. But Tosvos learns, and I think most of Rishon learn like Tosvos, it's hoping it's a Gemara, which seems like it seems to be against Rashi, that by a shlichas also, same thing. That if you can't do zachin in a case where you're going to cause a chov to others, so too you can't do shlichas in such an instance.
But the guy.
Yeah, the guy himself could definitely do it. The guy himself could take it because it's first come, first serve. But the question is, could you appoint a shliach to grab something, which if by him grabbing it, will thereby knock out other people from grabbing it? So that's Tosfos learns the same machlokas. So I mean that does indicate that at least they're in a similar, at least according to Tosfos, they're somehow in a similar ballpark, whereas the Rashi, you could argue that they're not exactly the same. But even so, I mean, they certainly seem to be related. That's why, I mean, still talk back to what all the sikhs were doing on, on shlichas and whatever. You know, because they certainly seem to be related. Okay, good. So David's saying the easier side to see is, why not? If I could grab it, and thereby, if Max could grab it and then knock the towel out of the box, so apparently Max has that right. So now, Max, I'm just acting as Max's shliach. Now, it's true, if he appoints me, he appoints me, and if it's Zachin, he doesn't appoint me. But either way, I'm acting on Max's behalf, and Max has that right. So what's the difference? Why should I not be able to be Zocha? Or why should I not be able to be a Shliach in this type of an instance? Right? I mean, it seems to be, how could that not work? It's a case of Shlichos. I mean, it's not a Dov Mitzvah Shibigufo or whatever, like a Mitzvah Shibigufo. It's like Medikinion here. So if Max has the right to do it, why can't I, who is acting on his behalf, whether through Shlichos or through Zachin, why can't I do it on his behalf? Right, so the harder side to explain is the Shita who holds that you cannot be. Right? You can't be, you can't become a chayav. And although it does explain it, the slide says, I mean, Rashi quotes, he says the Gemara Ksubas explains it. I didn't see this Gemara, I looked for it. It didn't seem to me like it was a quote from a Gemara, but whatever. Rashi, they say in Ksubas, Lav kol kamine lo elias kofet me'elav v'chav le'elo. He doesn't have the power to jump on his own, in his own accord, and cause a loss to the others. Me'achash lo aso aso hanosa shliach litzvos. Insofar as he wasn't appointed a shliach. But that's Rashi Shita, I guess, that, you know, but his answer is just like, because he doesn't have the power. Well, why not? Why doesn't he have the power? What does that mean? Why doesn't he have the power? Right?
Even worse, according to Tosos, but even Rashi is difficult.
Right, right. Right, no, so it's right. Even according to Rashi, I mean, do you say Zachin works even without Minos Shlichos? I mean, it's a little fun of, and I know it's Shlichos for him. So it's the same, should be the same as Shlichos. What's the difference if, the only difference is by shlichos is I know it's not necessarily good for him, so he needed me in a shlichos, but here you know it is good. So what's the difference if he appointed you or didn't appoint you? Either way, I'm acting on his behalf. So let's think like this. And this goes back to shlichos. So svara, it's kind of cheating, but it's based upon the svara we have by shlichos. I thought you were going there when you were asking your questions, but there's a halacha shlichos only works by Klal Yisrael, by Jews. It doesn't work by Goyim. Okay. Shlichus only works by Klal Yisrael, by Bnei Bres. Okay, Bnei Bres.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Gemara says. Gamatam. Bnei Bres, Avshulchacham Bnei Bres. It only works by people who are part of the Bres. The Bres of Klal Yisrael. So he said, well, so what kind of halacha is that? Well, I can't work by a guy. And it seems even guy to guy it won't work. A guy can't be a chef for another guy. So why not? So he said, again, I know I'm talking about Shlichus now, but whatever. This, we'll carry it over, Zachin and Shlichus, but they're similar, so let's talk about Shlichus for now. So we said, we explained, because the question is, how do I act for you? Right? I'm me, you're you. How do you even have Shlichus altogether? Right? So we said that there is the bris of Klal Yisrael unites all of Klal Yisrael and makes us, so to speak, mutually responsible for each other. We're part of one group, and we're mechuyev to help each other out. Like similar, like Klal Yisrael Reim Zevaze, you know, there's a mutual responsibility for one another. So therefore, when a shliach works, what I'm doing is I'm acting on your behalf. I'm supposed to be actualizing my role in the bris of Klal Yisrael. The bris unites us as an ummah, and it allows me to act on your behalf. Okay, it's like a background, a responsibility of one to the other, and I'm simply. This is one instance of that responsibility, and that, you know, when I act on your behalf, I acquire something on your behalf. Okay, so it's like it's in potential. I'm in potential a helper for you, and I'm simply we're like partners, so to speak. Right, that's what it is. We're co-signers. We're partners for one another. So it means if you need to do something, I could act on your behalf and assist another member of the bris of the Klal Yisrael. Okay. So it's like the end about a guy where we don't have that. So you just have a bunch of individual people, a bunch of goyim, or a guy and a Jew. There's no underlying responsibility from one to the other. So therefore, you just say, I want to act for you. Well, I am me and you're you. So we have no common ground, no ability. I have no ability to become your helper. You can't just say, because I appointed you. But there has to be an underlying, you know, a prior syrup between the individuals. And then in regard of assisting one another, in order for me to be able to take on your role as being your shliach.
Why? What can
you say? You could have said it that way, but that's the limit. I mean, I don't know if there's one saying why it had to be that way. Could have been that simply the minoy itself, that's the way you define it. Is it said that the appointment itself renders you a shliach? That creates the shlichos? Makes me into your actor? Or no, that the minoy shlichus simply activates an underlying responsibility towards each other, an underlying relationship. So it's the minoy is activating something which already exists. But without, that's gamatam, without that prior bris, mutual responsibility, so then you wouldn't be able to have those shlichus. Okay? So that's what we said in the Xeris HaKasa, that's what we explained in the Xeris HaKasa, that it only works by Jews. Okay, so So again, so the and similarly, it would seem that Zachin is based on a similar principle. So what right do I have to act on your behalf? That I see that, look, you're awaiting a zchus. There's a zchus here on your behalf. So I, as another member of Klal Yisrael, have the ability to step in and help my fellow Jew and be kona on your behalf and to act on your behalf. And that works. It's like it's based upon our underlying kinship as the members of this bris. I have the ability to assist you and to act on your stead. But now you could ask a question is, let's say by me helping one Jew, I'm hurting another Jew.
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you say that the principle, the whole mechanism which allows me to act on your behalf is an idea that I am assisting a member in Klal Yisrael and building upon the bris, which allows me to be kona for you and to help you in your acquiring. But let's say in doing so, it's simultaneously preventing a different guy from the Kenya. Right? So you could argue that you have no right to do that. Well, Kol Kamine to the power to help one guy and thereby harm the other guy. The whole institution is one of assisting someone in a Klal Yisrael. That's part of the bris. But this is an activation of the bris. This is just choosing who in Klal Yisrael you want to be a helper for and who you want to hurt. So that's against the underlying premise of the mechanism. That's an argument. Okay? So what's the other side? Is there a question on this side? So why would you say it does work? So maybe the idea is just it's a simple answer, is that it's true that's the idea behind Shlichus. Right, behind Shilchus is that it's based upon that, and therefore there's a Gzeres HaKasa that it only works among Klal Yisrael. But who said that halachically? Halachically, the action of Shilchus is helping out one Jew. And I mean, that's nice. It's a nice idea, and that's why the Torah limits it to Jews. But halachically, the idea is that Shliach is I have the ability to be kona on someone else's behalf. So I'm being kona on his behalf. So it hurts another guy. So it's not in line with the philosophy behind it or whatever. I mean, that's very nice. But that's who's to say that halachically a maisa of shlichus is a maisa of a realizing of the bris of helping out another Jew? But you could just say that's the background. That's what it's based upon. That's why the Torah posited an institution of shlichus and allows me to be kona on someone else's behalf and limited that the gzeres hakasav only to Yisrael. But it doesn't mean that halachically it's an action of helping out another Jew. It's an action of shliach of acting on his behalf. And the Torah gave me that right. Yeah, why did the Torah posit that? Yeah, because it's based upon an underlying platform. But it doesn't mean that it's halachically an action of helping out a Jew and realizing the bris. So that's the question. Is when the Torah posit, when you have this limit, for instance, that it only works by Jews, is it saying is because that is the definition of what Shlichus is? Shlichus is like the realization of the bris and helping out Klal Yisrael? So then you say, well, it's not going to work if it's going to harm someone else. We say, no, that's not the definition halachically. Halachically, shlichus just means acting on someone's behalf. But the Torah, there's a kasev, limited that to a Yisrael because that's the basis of under which the Torah posited the idea of shlichus. But halachically, it's just a mechanism of being kona on someone else's behalf. So then, if that's the case, then it's irrelevant whether I'm actually harming somebody else. The Torah gave me the ability to be kona for someone else. And shlichus shalom gemoso. I'm saying, so that's why Klal Yisrael even said was there, Arvos by mitzvahs. I mean, Arvos is what I'm saying is it's based on a similar principle, which is it's based on a bris. Based upon the bris of Klal Yisrael, but the bris unites us. But that means we're united in mitzvahs, and I'm responsible to make sure he's a shomer of the mitzvahs. And I have to keep, I'm punished if he violates the Torah, and I'm obligated to make sure he can make a brach to the Yotze, and therefore I can be motzi him in mitzvahs, or yatza motzi, whatever. And this is saying is I have a responsibility as part of a bris. I have a monetary responsibility to the others to assist the Jews in acquiring things or to whatever. If he can't, make Kenyan for something, I can act on his behalf. So they're both based on the idea of a bris, that the bris unites us insofar it unites Klal Yisrael. It's like one entity, but it expresses itself in mitzvahs in one way and in Kenyanim in a different way. So is this principle by Zachin or by Shlichus or by both? It's like Ira. I mean, forget about who according to who. I'm just saying, conceptually, is this question, should this question be by both or by one? Or Okay, so on the surface, you'd say they're the same thing. That it works. It's the same thing by Shlichus and the same thing by Zachin. Right? I mean, if the Gemara is having this question by Zachin, you'd say it's by Shlichus also, right? I mean, that Zachin is worried. The reason why is based upon that idea, right? I mean, this is what we're saying so far has nothing to do with Zachin or Shlichus. Zachin and Shlichus, the only difference is that in Shlichus he has a mean, in Shlichus and in Zachin it's working automatically because it's a Shlichus for him. Right? I can't just go and marry, be a Shliach of someone to marry some girl because maybe he doesn't want to marry her. So I right, but if it's to pick up $100 for him, so I can do it. So right, I mean, but the surface they're the same. You could argue they're the same institution. It's just that when it's a zechus for him, I don't need a minoy. The minoy is only because I have to. I know that he wants it. But here it's like an automatic minoy. I know there's another Jew I could help out, so I'll do help him out. Something like that. And on the surface, you say they're the same thing. But you see, Rashi's learning that they're different. That by a shluchim, a shliach. Definitely, you could do it. Even if it's chav for somebody else. It doesn't matter. But by Zachin, then it doesn't work. If you don't appoint the guy, so then that's when they have the machlokas. Rashi's whole machlokas is only by Zachin. But by shluchim, it doesn't work that way. So maybe the question is just simple. It's like, question is, what's the difference between, what's Zachin? You have these two institutions, Zachin and Shlichus. Right? Zachin and Shlichus. So you could learn, most Rishonim learn very simple, is that Zachin and Shlichus are the same thing. Okay? There's the one difference is that in Shlichus, because it's not necessarily good for him, you need a Minoy. But in Zachin, since it is good for him, you don't need to appoint him. It's automatic. But either way, the idea is, I am your shliach. It's just like, Zachin is like an automatic shlichus. Okay? Zachin means, I could be your shliach. Shlichus kamoso, I'm your shliach. But I don't need an appointment because it's like an automatic appointment. The whole idea of the whole role of the appointment is to render you, give you the ability to act on his behalf because maybe he doesn't want it. But here, it's I could simply act as your shliach without an appointment. It's a shlichus without a minoy. I could simply take on the role without your say so because it's like an automatic say so. Everyone wants it. Everyone wants people to be their shlichim. If only the whole world would be my shliach to count $100 for me. So it's like an automatic shlichus. But essentially, the two are the same institution. So they're differentiated accidentally. So if that's the case, our machlokas is by zachin. It's not by shlichus. Machlokes on Gemara, of a Balchov, talking about by Zachin. So if you see that there's a machlokes by Zachin, whether or not Zachin works, is halachically rooted in the bris and helping out another Jew, or is that simply the Tama Davar? It's simply the Tama Davar, but halachically it just works independent. So then Shlichas also the same machlokes. Right, if you say Zachin and Shlichas are the exact same thing, so then if you see in our Gemara there's a machlokes about whether Zachin is halachically rooted in the bris, or that's just like the background, the Tama Davar, so then it's obviously the Shlichus. I mean, the same thing. It doesn't work by Zachin, it's not going to work by Shlichus. Because Shlichus and Zachin are the same thing. Okay, they go hand in hand. How could there be a difference? Okay, they're just the same institution. But if you say, but Rashi's apparently not learning that way, he's learning they're different. Rashi's learning that see, in Shlichus, definitely, he says, everyone agrees, it's an independent halachic institution, that I render you my shliach, and shlichus shalom kamoso. And yeah, why do I have the right to do that? Because the bris, or whatever, but halachically, it's a independent halachic institution that I could be memane you, I could appoint you, and you simply you are my shliach. And you are a guy who acts on my behalf. Okay, and that sets you up as a gavra who is like, my actor, my butler, my shliach. Okay, and that works. That works independent. That's a halachic institution. It doesn't depend upon bris. Halachically, it's a freestanding institution, and therefore I could do it whether it's going to harm someone else or not. You're my shliach. That's it. You're my butler. That's it. So therefore, who cares if it harms somebody else? But the question is, what about that's where you really make use of a halachic minoy shlichus? You're really setting up an institution of a shlichus. So, but what about What is Zachin? That's the way the Rashi learns the Machlokas. Is Zachin also like a freestand, so like that? Give me 1 second. No, so Zachin is something other. Zachin is, even without a Minoy Shlichus, even without rendering you kamoso, the Torah allows me to help you out and be kona something on your behalf. Whereas in shlichus, I as a gavra, I'm kamoso. I have a shame of your shliach. But that's through minoy. But in Zachin, there's no minoy. So Zachin, I'm my own guy. But the Torah allows me to help out another Jew and to do a Maisa Kinyan, which will work for you. Whereas I'm doing my Maisa, and it allows me to help out another Jew and to be Kona, to do a Kinyan, which will function for somebody else. The question is, in that institution, that's where there's a machlokas, is that built upon the idea of helping someone else out? Or is it built upon the bris? Or is that simply an independent halachic institution? Whereas by Mina Shlichos, the Gavra is definitely, he's a shame Shliach, the Gavra is rendered into Yukamosa. But here, where that's not the case, where there's no Mina Shlichos, it's just that the Torah allows me, it's similar to Shlichos in the effect, that allows me to do a Maisa that will register for someone else. Question is that's where, it's the same Svara, but that's where there's a question is that a halacha that you're allowed to use the bris and help someone else out and do a kinyan for them? Or do you say, no, that's also halachic, simply halacha, that, well, you could do a maisa kinyan for someone else. It's not rooted in bris. And there's the same question, but he holds that according to Rashi, it's pashut, that shlichus is not built upon that idea of the bris. It's an independent institution. And it's only by zchiya. What? Well, it doesn't mean built. It's not halachically. Bris might be the idea behind it. And that's why it's limited to Jew as opposed to Guy. But right. It's halachically, it exists as a freestanding institution. And it exists independent of the bris. It doesn't mean that if I'm hurting someone else, it doesn't prevent it from working. But it's the same chakira. I mean, I'm saying is this, the machlokas in Rashi and Tosfos is, where is the Gemara's machlokas? The Gemara's machlokas, according to both of them, is the idea of bris the tam hadavar of these institutions, but the institution exists in its own right?
Right.
Or is the bris the part of the halachic structure? Since Tosfos holds that bris, that zachin and shlichus are the same thing, so therefore it's by both. But Tosfos learns that Rashi learns that two separate things. Shlichus is a real mechanism of rendering him a gavra. He's a gavra of your shliach, and zachin is where he's not a gavra of your shliach. But it's a Torah posits a new halacha that a maisa of one Jew could be the effect could be attributed could be transferred to another guy. Torah allowed me to do a maisa which will work for you.
Meaning the reality of shlichus, because of shlichus gemosa, means there's no question that Tom
is going to work. Right, exactly. Shlichus is like a more strong institution. It's a real minoy shlichus as a background. You are my shliach, you're on my behalf, and therefore that's an independent thing. And it's not built upon helping out another Jew. That's just halacha. You're my shliach. It's a phenomenon like that.
You're setting up very layered.
Yeah, right. But when it comes to Zachin is already, I'm not your shliach. I'm just a regular guy. So I don't even know you. So what right do I have to go? So that's where Rashi will say there are those who argue, I guess, or Nachman, whoever argues that that's built upon helping out another Jew, right? Whereas the others will learn, no, that also is like shlichus in that that's just the tam hadavar. But halachically, it just means your maisa could work for the other guy. So that's what Rashi says, that you have no. Since Rashi learns that there are two different mechanisms, Rashi again learns. There's a shlichus where the gavra is like a subordinate, and zachin where the gavra is not a subordinate. It's just that one gavra can do a maisa whose effect will work for the other guy. Two separate institutions. So all this gemara shows is machlokas by zachin, but whether that's built upon the idea of the bris. But that doesn't mean that shlichus is a different institution. But Tosfos says learns that really in both of them the gavra is a subordinate. The question is, in Zachin, there's you don't need a minoy for that, and in Shlichus, you don't need a minoy. But they're both the same thing. So therefore, if the other machlokas here, the machlokas there, it's the same question. So this is a question of where you apply the question, the machlokas. So that's so again. So just to summarize what we're gonna do tomorrow or next. Tomorrow should be good. But the question now is: let's say you say Let's say you say that it doesn't work, so to speak. Let's keep Baizachin. Okay, so Baizachin is built on helping out another Jew. And therefore you can't do it by a Baal Chov. You can't collect from the debt if you're going to harm the other guy. But what about if it's a Metzia? It's a lost object sitting on the floor. So can I pick up the lost object for X? Okay, why? Same problem. By me taking it from X, I'm going to harm my other guys. But I'll say,
Migo,
that I could pick it up for myself. I could also pick it up from X. So we'll get around the problem that of Chavla Acherim. Migo that I can pick it up for myself, I could pick it up from X. Or do you say, no, bottom line is on Chavla Acherim. It's not going to work. Right, do you have a Migo, which will say, even if you're harming somebody else, you say, since I have the ability to pick it up for myself, I thereby could also pick it up for you. That's the question. Right? You have the same by Nani. My Nani, could I take Peya for another Nani? You say, look, I can take it for myself. So since I can take it for myself, I can take it for you. Or you say, no. And you have to other people, you have no right to. So that's one question. And then, if you say you do, you could do that. You could say Migo, then the question is, could you do a double Migo? By an Ashir, could you say Migo, I could become an Ani? So therefore, it's just like it's a Chazi for me. And then Migo, then I could become a Chazi for me, it could be fit for me, then I could do it for somebody else. The double Migo check. Do you say the double Migo or only single Migo? Okay, so that's where we're at it.